is this speaking, please?
Helen.
Helen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm down here. I'm in Boston, see?
Mm.
And I'm all by myself. And I was really lonely, and I thought I'd call somebody up and see if I could find somebody that'd talk to me just for a little while.
Well, who's this?
Well, I mean, see, that's the point. I just want to talk to somebody. I don't want to tell them my name. I just want to talk.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from the South. I don't know anybody up here, and I'm all by myself. I'm waiting for a train. I'm going to go back to New York. Came up here to see if I could get a job, and I couldn't.
Well, I'll tell you. I just got in from a date, and I was asleep. But maybe I can find somebody who's awake who would talk. Just a moment, and I'll find a...
She's getting somebody to talk. I heard her asking, saying, here's a guy. Listen.
He's all yours. I'm trying to squeeze the dark phone
to
read. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why I had to tell my name. All I want to... Oh, I just want to talk to somebody.
Oh?
You want to talk?
Well, go ahead. Talk.
Okay. What are you doing in this town?
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
How'd you get this number?
I just called a number. I don't even know what number it is. It's Trowbridge 6, because I looked in a phone book and saw that was an exchange.
Well, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and talk. I'm going to listen.
I want to listen to you. All right, here it is. I came up, I come from the South.
Uh-huh.
I come from Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And I want to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so this other guy and I, who comes from Arkansas too, we got on this train.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I can't even remember how we got the money to get to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, we went up and I don't know, something happened to him. He told me one night he was really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was pretty drunk too.
Mm-hmm.
But he was gonna go to Boston, get a job working on the docks.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I came up here looking for him. I thought I'd get a job too.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find him. I couldn't get a job either.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm waiting on a train. I got some little bit of money now. I'm gonna go back to New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you now?
Oh, I'm down at North Station.
Oh. Well, have you been here? What dorm are you in? What house are you in right this moment?
No. What makes you think that?
Because I can hear somebody in the background talking, and it's too quiet for North Station.
Those are the porters.
This is all very funny. Where are you? Please, I'm so curious. I can hardly stand it.
No, really. I'm in trains don't go south out of North Station, do they?
You're from Texas, aren't you?
No.
Yes.
No, I'm really not, as a matter of fact.
You are from Texas, aren't you?
No, I really am not, I promise. I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. That's how you get the number.
Where?
This is Helen. No, she told me to talk to this boy. This is Helen's friend from Oklahoma, I think. Actually, he doesn't know who he is at this point.
No, actually, I'm very sober, but who's Helen? I don't even know who Helen is. I picked up and dialed a Trowbridge number, Trowbridge
uh-huh.
6.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Where are you?
I'm in Elliott House right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time today? Are you from Dartmouth?
No, I'm from Harvard.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Where is this place?
This is Holmes Hall at Radcliffe.
No! Are you serious?
Yes! Who's there? There's so many boys there. It really is. It's Holmes Hall at Radcliffe.
Who's this?
Well, I don't know whether I should say.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you who's on this phone.
Hey, let me tell you just a second. How did you get to accept a call?
We have our own phone.
Oh, I see.
This phone is owned by Ann Moskowitz, Helen Spink, Jean Riddell, and Sheila Sario, and I'm Sheila.
Well,
and Helen answered the phone, and she said, "There's some derelict on the phone. Would you please talk to him?" So I, always being interested in derelicts, picked up the phone and started talking.
Are you a freshman?
Am I what?
Are you a freshman?
Yeah, we all are.
I'll be darned.
Now please tell me who's there. What's going on? It's terribly
interesting. Actually, nothing's going on. We just had dates. I was just at Holmes Hall.
Were you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Who are you with?
No, I can't tell you that. That'd really be stupid.
Oh. Okay, don't tell me.
No, just a second. Hey, hand me the register.
Oh, please, don't look at the register. Hello?
Well,
don't look at the register. My picture's terrible.
No. See, what I wanted to do was... All right, I'll just write down your name.
Okay,
see?
But please don't look at the register. Promise me you won't look at the register.
Yeah, I promise.
Okay.
All right,
we have a Southern girl among the four.
Who is it?
It's Jean Riddell. She's from Texas. That's why I thought you were...
We've got it on... No sweat. Now what?
What did you whisper? Now this is all very exciting, I must admit, but I'd love to know what's going on. Won't you tell me? Very... My roommate's standing here.
How did you like the game today?
I thought it was wonderful. Marvelous.
I've never seen Harvard play like that, have you?
No, I've only been to two games.
Last year I've gone to about a grand total of about six games, something like that.
Do I know you?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Why?
Not good, but I don't know. Who are you?
I'm a phantom. I'm a ghost.
No, please tell me who you are, because I told you who we were.
I know it, but this is a little bit different because I was just there and this girl...
Oh, all right.
See, maybe someday I'll just pop out of the woodwork or something.
That'd be interesting, I must admit. Yeah. Why don't you, son?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Who is with you? Are there a lot of people with you? There must be at least three.
There's four other guys.
Uh-huh. See, I knew you were at North Station.
did you believe me at first?
No.
Why?
I knew, I could tell from your voice that you were young enough. For one thing, you were young enough to be a student. For another thing, no derelict would talk with your accent. And no derelict would talk in that.
What if he was from Arkansas?
But you don't say ain't and things like that. I mean, you don't say nothing. He hasn't nothing or anything like that. You'd say he hasn't anything. And just those little things that pop up in your speech.
Oh, I would. Well, see what we're doing. We're taking this down on a recorder.
Oh, are you?
A tape recorder.
Uh-huh.
And I would happen to call a smart Radcliffe girl. I guess that's just...
Please fake. Take it off the recorder. I shouldn't have told you who we were.
No, that's all right. No
what
sweat.
Are you hanging it for the recorder for? I hope it's not going to be on any radio station.
No. We call it people see and talk to them.
Now, please, don't... It's awfully late at night.
Well, you want to go... all right, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Are you sleepy?
No.
Well, what do you want to go for?
Because I don't want any more of my voice to be on the tape recorder.
No, I was kidding. We're not doing that. We're really not, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, if you are, it's illegal because there's no little beep beep on the phone.
Beep beep. No, we're really not doing it anyhow.
Why? Can they understand? Are they listening on other phones?
No.
Well, how can they listen to what I'm saying?
They can't.
They can too. They're laughing like this.
Let's see, how are we doing? I can't think of any good explanation of how we're doing it. Isn't it illegal?
Is it illegal?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I think it is too. I'm going to have you persecuted or prosecuted or something.
You don't have my
There's
name,
another
do
one
you?
From the South, too. No. What is... Please tell me your name so I can have you prosecuted.
I really am glad now that I didn't tell you.
Well, no, I wouldn't have the police send or anything, but if you ever put me on... What are you doing? Please tell me what you're doing. I can't hang up till I find out.
Well, that's what we're doing. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think I'd better hang up.
What for?
It's very... Because I don't exactly know what's coming off. Well, at least Helen must have some of her voice.
What? Yeah, Helen does.
She's listening.
How?
Through the door.
With a tape recorder?
Yeah, we have a tape recorder too, but she's not taking it down on it.
Well, see, that's how these guys are listening.
How?
We're playing it through an amplifier.
Are you?
Yeah. See, I really was lonely tonight.
Well, I hope they all the rest of them were too, because they're having forceful. Helen, all right. See, everyone is trying to sleep, so I must speak softly.
Oh, is it?
Are you really in Elliot? Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Do you live there?
Yeah.
Reluctantly, he admits it. No, it's one of the better places.
You believe me, huh?
No, I don't know whether to believe you or not. I sort of think maybe you're in a freshman dorm, because it's kind of a freshman stunt.
No, I'm not a freshman. I'm really not that. But I'm not far from it.
Do I know you?
I really don't think so, not at all. I
promise. Is there someone there I know?
No, because we just accidentally call this number. We knew that Trow Bridge 6 was an exchange, and I just happened to pick this number.
Well, it seems pretty funny that you got Radcliffe.
I don't
believe you, I don't think.
Well, it's the truth.
I have to think.
That's one of the few things true that I've told you.
You really were at Holmes Hall.
What?
You were at Holmes Hall.
Yeah, I was.
Then I'll have to ask everybody if they went out with someone from Oklahoma tonight. But that's not one of the true things you told me.
I know it.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know it.
I think it is. I think you're just saying that it's not, so I won't ask anyone if you went out with someone from Oklahoma, and then I'll find out who you are, see?
How many guys from Tufts are there from Harvard?
I mean,
from Oklahoma.
Oh, no. Tufts? He's not in Elliott House. Are you at Tufts?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see now. Who do I know at Tufts? Now, who would be at Tufts at this point that I'd know? Who's at Tufts?
People live there, all
Terry! Are you Terry? No, you're not Terry. He doesn't have a southern accent.